Hey, sweetheart. Come here. Just laid it head down and rest in my lap. You've got that look. The look that the world is spinning 100 times a minute around in your head. So just lay your head in my lap and let me caress my finger to your hair. You want to tell me about it while I twiddle the ends? I know you can't concentrate on stress while I do that. Well, you know I appreciate you, right? I love when your forehead crinkles when you concentrate. I love y'all. Oh, is that tickling when I trace a finger over your ear? Well, I love your ears. You're a good listener. And I like that it makes you giggle when I stroke them. That was totally a giggle. Oh, and it was adorable. Your eyes are seriously the most gorgeous eyes I've ever seen. I think they were the first things that I noticed about you. How warm they were. The way they sparkle and dance. The way you can say so much with your eyes alone. How they light up when you're full of mischief. The way they go soft when you look at me. And tacos, obviously. I love the way you get that sweet little blush over your cheeks when you're embarrassed or flustered. So sweet. And also, it's kind of sexy. Oh my goodness, your lips. I have never seen such perfectly shaped, utterly inviting lips. The honey words that spill from them. Oh, the amazing hot filth you whisper in my ears that, well, you know what it does to me. And your growl in my ears. And all of the other wonderful things you do with them. You know you have skills in that. And just how vocally my appreciation you make me. This very manly jaw. I have never known whether I prefer how smooth you are after a shave, or that scratchy feel when you have stubble, or how, you tickle when you're rocking that beard. Maybe I just love your face. Oh, no, the area where your neck and shoulder meet, where I just want to nibble on. Is it weird that I like your Adam's apple? Bob's really fast when you get turned on. Those strong shoulders. Oh, sweetheart, they are tense. Is that nice when I massage them? A little bit more pressure. Is that nice when I press my thumbs in? I think you need more massages. You should not be carrying this much tension. See? I think your shoulders have dropped half an inch already. Right down to your arms. In your arms is the best place in the world. You give the best cuddles. You know, I could have had the shittiest day on earth, but when I get home and you wrap those perfect arms around me, I melt into the warmest, safe place in the world. You make me feel safe, baby. In your hands, give me your left so I can massage it. I think unless someone knew you, they'd be surprised by how tender such big, rough hands can be. That feel nice. And the things you can do with them. Perv. I didn't mean that. Swap you for the right. Although, I might as well stroke your ego at the same time and confirm that yes. Yes, you are very good in that department. Yeah. But I meant how creative you are. How you can make something out of virtually nothing. Like when you cook. Oh my God. Things you made for dinner last Friday. Oh, it was amazing. Oh, you have one of your projects on the go. Hell, I even like watching your finger dance over your game controller. I do. You think I have a hand kink? Well, only for your hands. Is that your belly growling? Why? Don't touch it. Well, I won't if you really don't want me to. I know you've been self-conscious about that lately, but baby, I love it. If you're bothered by it, we can step up the exercise and cut back on the snacks. I know, baby, but you're worth the sacrifice. You're worth everything. I do wish you could see yourself through my eyes. I know you see these flaws, but I just see the man I love. And I see perfection. I know you get conscious about your tummy, about your legs. Which, by the way, are like my favourite thing. Fine. Another of my favourite things. And if I could reach them, I'd be massaging them too. You know, I've got my morning routine down, so I'm in the bedroom when you come out of the shower. Just so I can watch those gorgeous legs before you imprison them in pants. You know, I do not pout when you put pants on. Okay, I totally do pout, but it's worth pouting over. Alright, your tummy's definitely shouting now. You want to come and sit in the kitchen with a drink while I stand make dinner? Or do you want to have a nap? You want to cuddle a little longer? Oh, of course, sweetheart. We can stay here as long as you want. I love you, baby. So much.